every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show on Will Prove It. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Guys and gals, you stay healthy. Radio station, including KSHP 1400 in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. 128-year-old Art Source with us from Galaxy Sports. Laura Snoke, attorney with us. Mark Mancini, anti-Dodger fan with us. And Jane Levy, make me commissioner. Jane, of course, a great author. We've had her on in her Mickey Mantle book, her Sandy Koufax book. And now she's taking some shots at Rob Manfred. No, not just kidding, but not a whole lot kidding. She knows her stuff, and we'll talk to Jane in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America. We'll play some Barron Sports Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. All right. This is a national show. This is an international show, but I'm going to bring it down to the local level right now. And folks, it can happen to you. I was a UCLA fan in my mother's womb. She was a UCLA graduate, and I became a UCLA fan very, very young. And they're doing nothing right, leaving the Rose Bowl is insane for SoFi. You want to play something on campus? Okay. But not SoFi, 15 miles away versus 40 miles as far as the Rose Bowl. But that's not the point. The history is more important than the distance, I believe. You could email us at sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. But more than that, they hired Sean Foster. Now, he was a good running back at UCLA. He had never coached before. You can't hire somebody like that. Who's running this place? All right, on Tuesday night, they lose to Cal in basketball. Last week, they played Presbyterian and Sacramento State in basketball. And hoop, you know, hoop, 11 national titles, 10 under John Wooden. Mick Cronin will never win a big game. He's proven it over the last 6-7 years at UCLA. I'm disappointed. And if you're a UCLA fan, you have to be. But think about your school. If your school athletic department is destroyed as UCLA's is right now, email us, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Must talk about Lane Kiffin, who's coached everywhere. He's won everywhere. His wife is looking for homes in Florida, as Mississippi is battling in the tournament down the road. Now, if you're a kid who said yes to Mississippi, what are you thinking? If you're a kid who might have had second thoughts about Mississippi, what are you thinking? Shouldn't coaches have some kind of limit when they can leave and when they can't leave? And I feel sorry for the kids at Mississippi. All right, we'll take a break and come back.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies.
Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and more.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America with Laura, with 127-year-old Art Source, and with the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini. Folks, I opened the show talking about UCLA athletics. It could happen to any school, I presume. Bottom line, last week in basketball, they played Presbyterian, and they played Sacramento State. On Tuesday of this week, they lost to Cal, a team that doesn't have a lot of talent. UCLA has more. Cronin's not a great coach. Leaving the Rose Bowl, Art, even though you kicked for USC, you're a Bruin fan day and night. So tell me what you think about the UCLA athletic department at this point in time.
Well, it's spiraling out of control. I mean, Martin Jarman has basically sat around and made four or five really poor decisions. And, you know, let's put it this way, Fred. It all started to happen when Chip Kelly, who recently got fired by the Raiders,
right,
decided he was going to not be the head coach at UCLA and went to Ohio State as a coordinator, which diminished the school. Plus, they went from the Pac-12, which was disbanded because they couldn't put a network together, to a Big 12, where I think they were an add-on school, and they were the stupidest one of all to go, because the Bruins would have fit in what great in a West Coast environment. But anyway, to say what I have to say is to see a basketball program as glorious as they are fall to where they are now. You know, I actually caught a little bit of their game the other night, and Cronin in his three-piece suit, you know, just the guy exudes a lack of understanding of the modern-day athlete, in my opinion, and it reflects in his team. I mean, they made a joke of the fact that Cal doesn't beat UCLA very often in basketball, except very recently, like the last 10 years.
Like since Cronin's been the coach.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a pretty sad way to put it, but yeah.
Laura, you're a UCLA fan. What do you think?
You know, I have mixed feelings about this move from the Rose Bowl. I mean, the Rose Bowl is really far from Westwood, and SoFi is very close to Westwood, and it is a spectacular venue. I think it could help with recruitment. obviously the product is what's important. And so if in LA, like we've said before, LA is an entertainment town. It is not a sports town. Yes. Sports teams are entertaining in LA when they win. If they don't win, nobody cares. So,
but you know, to not like be able to recruit in Westwood, Mark, you've been in that area. You know that area very well. That's a beautiful place. I mean, if you're a kid from anywhere around this country and they bring you to Westwood, California, I mean, that has to have some sort of mystique to it, don't you think?
Well, but playing in the Rose Bowl versus playing at SoFi, I think they're not really comparable in terms of what, like you said, the modern athlete expects from a stadium.
I would play a few games in each one of them. Why not play four games in one and three in the other? Or,
yeah, option. Keep it going. I mean, kind of like in Philly. Yeah.
You know, but Laura, let me throw this to you. Apparently, they have a deal with the Rose Bowl, the city of Pasadena, until 2045.
That's so right. Not That's only, what I read.
What about the law?
Yeah, Laura, you're an attorney. They will have problems with their contractual obligations. That's for sure.
You know what, Fred? I think the real move on this one is what we talked about last week about the private venture firm that's bringing like $2 billion to the party, and they're going to whack up a whole bunch of money, the whole Big 10 plus 8. Everybody's going to get like $100 million, even the people who put the thing together. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Well, I call it pro college football.
How about this tournament that's happening right now? There's the Maui
NBA invitation. Deal?
No, the college tournament.
The one in Vegas, they get paid. They're paying the players $10 million.
It's crazy.
UCLA is a team that's been living off of tradition since Troy Aikman left that university. They haven't done nothing, and there's no communication. Nobody holds anybody accountable. And you're right, 2045, they break the law. You know, who's going to hold these guys? There's always
Martin
gray areas.
Jarman compared to Peter Dallas. Yeah. I mean, you got guys that were sports athletic directors. I mean, when UCLA was at their peak, they knew what they were doing. I mean, come on, you guys. This is terrible.
What's the difference already between the UCLA Bruins and the New York Knicks? They just basically, both teams have lived off tradition. They've done nothing.
Well,
the New York Knicks have done nothing.
It's a rough world out there. You know what I'm saying?
Let me throw this, and I didn't open it with this part of it, but this might be one of the worst parts of what UCLA's been doing. Not telling too many people, not telling too many schools, and leaving the Pac-12 they made the deal 3 years ago. And of course, last year was the first season of the Big Ten, making kids travel 3,000 miles away in some cases. Listen, the conferences were built on regions. The longest distance UCLA had to travel would have been Oregon or Colorado, whatever
Not
the case
Rutgers.
Might be. Now it's Rutgers. Now it's 3,000 miles away. I feel sorry for the kids. And
but
so,
Fred, it's all about the money. I mean, we all grew up in baseball with one cap. Now each team must have 50 caps. We're saluting every military, this thing, Mother's Day, breast cancer. Then we have this hat for this day, this hat for this day. It's a merch purge.
All right. Justin Tucker, one of the best kickers in the history of the National Football League, of course, got in trouble with a massage parlor and apparently 10 or 12
it's a
women.
Serial massages.
He took advantage and he was suspended for 10 games. Now, he did no legal action against him, but he was suspended for 10 games. Earlier this week, he tried out with the Saints. They didn't sign him. Again, good kicker or not, Art, do you think somebody's going to sign Justin Tucker?
Yeah.
First of all, his last 3 years, he didn't kick real well. I mean, by modern day standards. His first 9 years, the best of all time. Can't ever take that away from him. I heard that the Saints just signed the kid from LSU, Cade York, who kicked for Cleveland. Yeah. There's, like I say, Fred, when I was kicking, there was a 28-team league, and I was probably the 34th best kicker or something of that nature. So, I mean, what I'm saying is that next 10 guys, you know, they keep getting recirculated. And, you know, it's like, how many teams has Gay kicked for this year? I think he's on number three, isn't he?
Yeah. It's true.
So, what's going on with the increase? I mean, why are the kicks so long now? I mean,
the ball. They get to play with the ball all week. They get them 12 footballs, and they get to massage them, take them to bed with them, you know, rub them up, get them so they love them. They get it the perfect, you know, 13.4.2 pounds. That's your ball.
Wow,
it's like a baby.
Significant other.
Okay, and you have to kick him out of the box. Laura, we used to have to kick him out of the box, the old R5 with his pointy little toes. It would be, you couldn't kick it 55 yards if you were God. That's how hard it was.
60-yarders are getting to be, you know, like people are wanting.
How about the quarterbacks running out with their own balls, the old dark brown balls? I mean, if you're ever, they're fighting guys on the sidelines for their ball. I need that ball back.
Deflate gate. All right, so you kick off, and the other team gets it on the 35, which means you only have to go 20 yards for a 62-yard attempted field goal. Art, any comments about that?
Well, you know, you and I on this kickoff rule, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, if you really want to know what they should do, back the kickoff team to the 20, make them kick it from the 20, spread the field out, and you're going to have a lot less injuries. It's just going to take 10 seconds for them to meet each other.
Unbelievable. On Monday night, Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions.
I thought he threw 4, Fred.
Did he throw 4? I thought it was 3.
I think he did.
Okay, maybe he did. But anyway, the point, I think it was 3. But on the sidelines, you got Mac Jones. Right now, when Brock Purdy was making $1 million, he was the world's best quarterback. Now he's making $50 million, and he's not the world's best quarterback. At what point, if you're
– How many times have you seen that happen, though, over the years, Fred?
Wow.
It's like, you know, your pitcher was 20-9 with a 2.35. He gets the big free agent contract that first year. He's 13-10 with a 4.5.
Well, it also depends on where you're going, too.
But, you know, it's human nature a little bit. But, yeah, I know that's a good one.
How come this year McCaffrey's longest run all season long is 20 yards? Explain that.
Well, their offensive line is less than stellar. Their left tackle, who was at one time was the best tackle in football, their best blocker is actually on the motion play where they let Kittle kind of run into the hole with Chestnut, the big fullback. Those two guys, you know, the old Washington Redskins counter. That's one of their best plays. But I love the way they throw the ball to our boy out the backfield. I mean, he's more of a receiver, McCaffrey, than he is a running back now. But yeah. He does run
yeah,
hard.
But you're not going to win nothing with Shanahan.
But
you'll never win
you mean
with
he
Shanahan.
He loses big games, is what you're saying?
Yeah, he's a joke.
The Marty Schottenheimer of the modern generation.
Can't win.
How about all Dallas? Right.
Well, we'll talk about Dallas later. Right now, let's take a break and come back with Laura's favorite part of the program, Barron's Sports Trivia, straight ahead on Sports Over.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. Hopefully, we'll be talking to a great writer, Jane Levy, Make Me Commissioner, her thoughts about how baseball can improve. And hopefully, we'll be talking to her this evening on Sports Overnight America. But right now, it's time for Barron Sports Trivia. And of course, at 127 years of age, our source has to take legal medicinal products to stay up late and answer these questions correctly. Arthur, what are you taking this evening?
The professional Prevagen. Now, this is like four times more powerful than the regular stuff, two times more powerful than the Supreme. Yeah, this is good stuff. This makes you remember stuff you don't want to remember. Yeah.
Artie's a walk. Hey, I don't have to go to a pharmacy. I just go see Artie.
Hey, but they're all legal. You know, I mean, hey, they had this guy on today that's 102 years old. And they asked him how he did it. And he said, when they punch, I duck.
All right, Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
That's darn right you are. Okay. Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente of Mark's favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, did not start in that organization.
Ah.
Be quiet. Where did Clemente start his career, Laura Snoke?
I think I'll just pass the baton to Mark, who he's like, to answer this question.
What's your favorite baseball team?
You were obliged to take a guess at this.
My favorite baseball team, Dodgers.
There you go.
The Dodgers, you say?
Yeah, I say Dodgers.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Brooklyn Dodgers.
Mark, is that correct?
That is correct. The L.A. Dodgers, or whatever you want to call it, but it is
the Bombs.
It is the L.A. Dodgers.
Art,
as much
is
as
that
I hate
correct?
To say that.
Yeah, yeah. Brant Rickey signed him. I even saw the actual sheet that he did his scouting report on, and he talked about how, and I think Roberto was 16 years old at that time.
He never played for the Dodgers, though.
No, they sent him to the minors.
Little bit in Montreal, and then for some reason he became a Pirate.
Tom Neenan.
I had forgotten about Montreal.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Brant Rickey go from the Dodgers to the Pirates?
So he knew all about his talents. That's why he did steal him from the Brooklyn Dodgers.
He did steal him.
and the rest, of course, is history. All right, Mark, everybody got it right. Everybody apparently taking Prevagen this evening. Okay.
Taking something else.
All right. Roger Maris, 61 home runs. 1961. Where did Roger Maris begin his baseball career? Not with the Yankees, of course. Where did he begin his baseball career?
I think the St. Louis Cardinals.
With Kenny Boyer? He played with Kenny Boyer?
Yeah, I got a good buddy. He's a diehard Cardinal fan. He loves the Redbirds.
Are you 100% right on that? Are you 100%
sure?
I
don't second guess myself, so I'm going to go with it.
Let's go to Art. Did he start with the St. Louis Cardinals?
No, he didn't, but he ended with the St. Louis Cardinals. He started with the Kansas City A's, I believe it was, in those days.
Is that your guess, Kansas City?
It's my guess.
Laura, so far we have St. Louis, the Cardinals, and the Kansas City A's. Where did Roger Maris, 61 home runs, begin his career?
I'm gonna stake my make my stake with Art on this one.
Oh, come on, Laura.
May I tell you that you're all wrong.
Wow.
He played for Kansas City and then traded to the Yankees. But before Kansas City, he played for the Cleveland Guardian - Indians.
The old Indians. Wow. He actually played for them in a game. A
couple years. He played for the Indians, then he went and traded to Kansas City, and then
that's
Kansas
a great
City, of course.
Trivia question. So that would have been like at 55, 56.
Yeah, and then, of course, Kansas City had the deal with the Yankees that they'd give every good player
Good player, Billy Bart.
Kansas City went to Philly then, right? Went to the Philadelphia A's?
No, Philadelphia before Kansas City.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. All right, that's a good question. Okay, I'm going to add a Barron Sports trivia question. This week, one of my favorite players of all time, Oscar Robertson, had his 87th birthday party. Of course, University of Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Royals. Where did the Cincinnati Royals move to?
Oh, Mark, I got it.
We'll start with you. Where did they move to?
They moved to they were the Kansas City Omaha Kings.
The Kansas City Kings, you're saying?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Sacramento.
You're saying they moved to Kansas City?
Well, they were the Kansas City Omaha Kings. Then they were the Omaha Kings, Kansas City Kings, and then they went to Sacramento.
All right.
Laura,
Mark thinks he's right. He seems to be right in his opinion. He's very assured of his answer. Is that
Otis
correct?
Otis Birdsong
Snoke?
And all those guys.
Is that correct, Laura Snoke?
I don't know.
I love you, Laura.
I'll say yes, but I don't know.
You'll say yes.
All three of us are going with him on this one.
Art, are you saying yes too?
Yep. All three of us are going with him on this one.
All right. You all got it right. 3-0. Of course, Laura not making a guess makes it a lot easier for her because.
Hey, Fred, you.
I don't like playing games I'm not good at.
Fred, you would know this. It was Otis Birdsong, Tiny Nate Archibald.
That's who I was thinking of with the little lefty.
Yeah,
he almost did the Dick Barnett flip with his back feet there.
The Kansas City Omaha Kings, and then I think it was the Omaha Kings, weren't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but they did definitely move to Kansas City.
Now in
Sacramento. All right, where does Oscar Robertson, in you guys and gals' opinion, where did he rank among all the players you ever seen? Now, I've said this many times. When you see somebody when you're young, like I saw Oscar or Elgin, they're my two favorite players. Laura, what do you think? Where would Oscar Robertson rank in your opinion?
Definitely in the top 10, I think. Yeah, for sure.
I got him 12th.
Yeah,
really? I had a chance.
Because he wasn't just as good. It was a different game. He was a leader. He fulfilled all five of the qualities of a great basketball player. But what are you going to do with Kobe? What are you going to do with Jordan? What are you, you know, I mean, there's so many great players that, you know, you have to.
I had him number eight.
I can put him as high as 7 just for you.
I had him number 8, and I had a chance to meet him when I was a doorman in the Marriott. Great guy, very intellectual, and I'll tell you, being a Bucks fan, between him and Jabbar, I mean, you can cut it with a knife.
That was a great year they had. That was one of the best basketball teams
team,
of all time.
That was a team that stopped the Lakers' 33-game winning streak.
Hey, the matchups between Wilt Chamberlain and Lou Alcindor before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, those were epic at the Fabulous Forum.
Bobby Danridge, John McLaughlin, Lucius Allen.
I love the Fabulous Forum. It was the greatest.
Did you ever go to the Forum Club, Laura?
Yeah.
Oh. It was great.
I mean, you couldn't see five inches in front of you. It was so dark.
And I'm trying to think of the coach of the Lakers. I think it was Bill Sharman and Larry Costello with the Bucks.
They had Westhead too. That was the run. I mean, hey, the '80s and early '90s in Los Angeles with the Showtime. That was something special. All right, Fred, we got one more.
Yeah, we can do another one because I think this one is sort of fun. What famous actor was in the booth with Harry Carey the first time the Chicago Cubs went to a night game.
Oh, yeah.
What famous actor was in the booth with Harry Carey the night the Cubs had their first night game in 1988 or 9? One of those 2 years. Who was in the booth with Harry Carey?
I think I know.
Was he from Chicago?
I'm sorry?
Was he from Chicago?
He worked in Chicago at some point. Famous actor.
I think
I need a hint.
SNL.
No, I got it.
Jane Wyman.
Jane Wyman, I love it.
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
He's talking about President Reagan because he was a B actor who became president of the United States.
Oh, that's right. He was married to Jane Wyman. Ronald Reagan. Right.
Well, you know, Nancy told me I can't say that.
Hey, let me throw you something here.
Hey, Reagan looks like a raving leftist compared to these people running things.
Boy, doesn't he?
Do you know what TV show he hosted in the 60s before he became
Yeah, Obama? He did. GE something, right?
General Electric Theater.
The General Electric Hour,
We're giving you credit for that, Laura, because you knew General Electric.
And I'll tell you what, he was also very, very big in the Democratic Party.
Sure
for a long time in his life. I don't know where he went.
Maybe yeah, he was a money. Big union guy. He was head of the actors union.
I mean, I think that's why how he became governor, because he had, you know, he kind of be able to arrange on both sides
of
the ticket.
He's going
to
be the
He was also the first governor in the history of our country to order a state of emergency on college campuses. Something Fred and I know very well.
so he was much like Trump in the same way, huh?
Yeah, a trailblazer.
I want to know, taking it once, who's going to be the next governor of California? Villanueva?
Swalwell, baby. What do you, come on.
I don't know.
Is he a Democrat?
Eric Swalwell.
Just came out endorsing Tom Steyer.
Really? That's way to the left.
We have to take a break.
That's so far left, we're going to meet him on the backside of the moon.
All right, let's take a break on Sports Overnight America. Back with more.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35 plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge. Tax due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa. Priced so amazingly low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I was hoping to get Jane Levy on tonight on Sports Overnight America, hopefully in the near future. Make Me Commissioner, a fantastic book I read in one evening, What's Wrong with Baseball and How to Fix It. And Jane, I hope that we can do it in the near future is all I can tell you. And pick it up at Amazon.com. Grand Central is the publisher. You know, we were talking about Harry Carey. His grandson, Chip Carey, was doing an interview or podcast. And he said that when Chip was about 20 or 25 years of age, Harry Carey didn't know who he was.
Wow.
Meaning, Harry Carey never, you know, he was a baseball announcer. Apparently, that's all he cared about. Now, I met Harry Carey a few times. He seemed nice to the public, but Art, maybe not too nice to his family.
Well, you know, you got to realize that he led a pretty hard life. I mean, he and the bottle had a nice little romance there for a while. So, I mean, Harry was larger than life. I mean, when you steal Augie Bush, the magnate of Budweiser Beer's wife, and they kick you out of St. Louis, you have to go to Chicago and then Oakland. I mean, you know, Harry was wild.
Wow.
I got to spend some time with him at his steakhouse in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And there were times late in his career where I think he did have Alzheimer's. But boy, as soon as the mic came on and the red light came on and he was doing the game, everything seemed to go away. And he'd have a couple of beers while he did the game. He was an awesome, awesome man. But I can understand why they would say that.
All right, Jay. We were talking before that Oscar Robertson had his 87th birthday this week, and Art and Laura and Mark rated him seventh or eighth in the all-time ratings. If you've got Oscar seventh or eighth, where would you put my favorite player, Elgin Baylor? Art?
Oh, he's definitely right there, eighth or ninth. I mean, and I got to tell you, Elgin was the best in his era. And it's hard to compete. I mean, you know, if I look at athletes, I see a little bit of Michael Jordan. I see a little bit of George Gervin. I think Elgin developed a real nice shot from the perimeter as went along. Had he been able to shoot a little bit more like a Rick Barry or even Jerry West, I think he would have been even higher.
I think there's a little bit. Elgin Baylor never won a championship, right?
Yeah.
No, right. He did with the Lakers the last year.
He quit at that point.
He had blown out his Achilles, but he was on the team.
There is a little bit of a stigma, I think. It's the same thing with Charles Barkley. I mean, there's a little bit of a stigma.
Well, the same with Jim Kelly. I mean, he played in five finals.
Here's the thing.
That's a lot of finals.
Here's the thing. When I look at sports, and this would be an interesting question to dissect, you talk about Elgin Baylor. We brought up Oscar Robertson, Jabbar. Nobody's mastered this guy, Hook. But two guys that saved the league from falling off a cliff and probably never being seen again were Magic and Bird, kind of like Wayne Gretzky.
Top 10.
No, but kind of like, you know, everybody talks about Ovechkin and Gordie Howe and all this. But without Wayne Gretzky, without Magic and Bird, basketball and hockey would be irrelevant, I would think, today, because it'd probably be going off a cliff, especially in the West Coast. of hockey, there would be no Kings or San Jose Sharks.
Luke Robitaille.
No. But that Wayne Gretzky was the guy that brought that over to L.A., just like Magic and Bird saving the NBA.
Talking a handful of players. You're talking Gretzky or, you know, I mean, Bobby Hull.
But there's
like five or six of those kind of players of all time.
But Artie, Bobby Hull didn't incorporate hockey to the West Coast. Elgin Baylor and Jabbar didn't save basketball from going off a cliff until Magic and Bird came along.
All I can tell you is this.
And Jordan would be in there too.
All I can tell you is this about Elgin Baylor. I had a neck twitch because Elgin Baylor had a neck twitch. Thousands of kids in Southern California had that same neck
twitch. That little tick thing.
I've got Elgin in the top three all time. That's just my humble
opinion.
Where's
Magic and Bird?
Elgin Baylor preceded those two, and he was better than those two. He was a 6'5 forward having to do the rebounding because the Lakers didn't have tremendous centers who could rebound, Leroy Ellis and people like that. Elgin had to do
everything.
Do you
know everything. Who gets dogged in all these rankings? All right. Because you got LeBron now and everything is Kobe. Kobe's like people aren't even including him in the top 10 because you know what? It's been like 75 years of the NBA. I mean, where does George Mikan fall?
Yeah.
You're saying that you would take, I know you like Elgin Baylor. I think the best player I ever saw was Magic and probably Laura.
I would definitely put Magic and Kobe in the top 10.
Magic elevated the game. What he did as a rookie, 42 points against Phil. I mean, that guy is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan? I don't even
have him in my top 10.
He won like, I think, three or four titles. That's right. Hey, here's Jade.
I got wrong.
Hey guys, I'm really sorry. I thought you were going to call me when it was time. Let's do it.
We thought you had lunch with Rob Manfred.
Okay, we've got Jane Levy for a few minutes tonight on Sports Overnight America. Make Me Commissioner, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere, published by Grand Central. Jane, bottom line, you're. Transistor radio was very important to you when you were a youngster, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Why?
It was a Motorola with a little Daisy-style speaker in the middle that was faux gold. And I snuck it into synagogue, which I went to with my grandmother at the Concourse Plaza Hotel, two blocks up from the Yankee Stadium, when I was a little girl, and could watch occasionally when a train wasn't going through the IRT's train wasn't rattling along above on
Third
the
Avenue L.
No, it wasn't the Third Avenue. And I could see a little bit of green, and I was so young that I thought perhaps I'd catch a just a little bit of a view of Hector Lopez dropping a ball in left field. Of course, what I was looking at was right field, but I didn't know any better because I was four.
Jane Levy with us, so Make Me Commissioner. And Jane, I've read the book. I read it in one night. That's how much I enjoyed your book. And we've had you on the Mickey Mantle book, on the Sandy Koufax book. This one, I think, tops them all, to tell you the truth. We just had a World Series. One game went 11 innings. One game went 18 innings. And we didn't have a ghost runner. Is Rob Manfred out of his mind or what? Explain why we have a ghost runner.
Yes, he's nuts.
Oh, I love this lady.
I'm voting for you for commissioner.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you. You can vote for me for getting my hair done.
Oh, I love your hair. I'm
sorry. Anyway.
It's Goldie Hawn.
Oh. And we know how old she is. Okay.
Hey, when you're 128, you can have more fun.
Everything that was right about that World Series is what is missing from baseball during the regular season.
Yeah.
Everything that was right.
Very
unbelievable defense. letting players think for themselves, aka Mookie instituting the wheel play against the Phillies. You know, I'm going to go over and talk to my boys, Freddie Freeman and I guess it was Max Muncy, and we're going to confab about this, and we think we can get him. And it was instinct and experience, as opposed to a little card stuck in his hat saying, maybe you should try this if this unlikely situation comes along. It was on Andy Pages, you know, practically decapitating Kiki Hernandez at the wall.
It was breathtaking the entire 7-game series.
And it was Yamamoto, you know, doing an impersonation of Randy Johnson from 2001, coming in, or Sandy Koufax from 1965, coming in and saying, give me the ball, coach. give me the ball. You might remember, you know, back in the day with the Dodgers, there was a question whether Koufax was going to pitch game 7 of that World Series in 65. He had already pitched one game on 2 days rest. And the players were unanimous. They told the coaches, Olsen was scared to come out and talk to Koufax, but the players said, if you don't pick Sandy to pitch, it was Drysdale's day. If you don't pick Sandy, we ain't playing. So Alston said, you know, we're going with the left-hander, which pissed off Koufax because he never used his name. Anyway, that kind of what Dusty Baker calls nuts and guts, you know, and what players today call the human element is what you saw in that World Series and throughout the playoffs. Maybe some of it was because all their bullpens are such
said after the Blue Jays lost, but that's okay.
Yeah, Laura. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is you can't build a bullpen that's going to succeed in this world, that's going to last for any number of years. I mean, look at Evan Phillips has been, you know, dropped already. He was their great reliever for, what, 1 year before he gave up his arm for them? Anyway.
Hey, but either team could have won that series, though. I mean, it came down to 11 innings in game 7. So, you know, it wasn't like the Dodgers blew them out, you know.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm talking to Mark.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is everything that was right about the series is the reason that it's so important to fix what's still wrong with baseball. Yeah. Right.
Jane, can I ask you a quick question?
No, we can't. Oh. Jane,
can't. We're out of time.
We got to go, but we definitely want to do this again and do a full segment with you.
I'm so sorry. I thought you guys were calling me to tell me, you know, to go get online.
I'm the least technical person on earth, so I understand. But we'll do this again.
We're sorry.
Jane, we've been late to our own shows many times, too.
Thank you, Jane Levy. We'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
You're awesome.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your team is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. Definitely would like to thank Jane Levy for making an appearance. Make Me Commissioner, Grand Central.
What a hoot
published
she is.
At Amazon.com. A Yankee fan, but she's wonderful anyways. And she'll be back with us in one of our next shows right here on Sports Overnight America. But since we're talking World Series, I have to say this. Now, I'm going to ask Jane when she gets back on the show in the near future what's her thought about this. In 2024, it took a guy who never dropped a fly ball, Aaron Judge, to drop a fly ball, basically to give the Dodgers a shot to win it. And then, of course, this year, about six or seven things all had to work miraculously for the Dodgers to win it. We'll go to Laura first. Laura, I got to think the last couple World Series, and that's just because your Dodgers and my Dodgers won it, was a miracle. Your thoughts, Laura?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it's a miracle, but, you know, that's just the way the ball bounces. I mean, there's just all these moments in sports, unless it's a blowout. I mean, either team could have won. And certainly in that series, either team could have won that series. I mean, it was so close. It couldn't be any closer, really, than
Mark was it a miracle?
Seven.
I got to take your word. Mark, was it a miracle? I got to tell you, out of all the World Series I've ever seen, and you're right, seven things had to go right for a team to win. That is a miracle, because if one of those things goes awry, the Toronto Blue Jays would be the World Series champions.
Art, miracle right, Art? Or no?
I kind of think it was too. But it was a miracle based on great fundamental baseball on behalf of the Dodgers. I mean, and a want to. I mean, and it came down to, with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, you know, a shortstop like Rojas hitting the ball like that, I mean, really, that's what you're going to come down to for your season? Just to stay alive.
So, what, I mean, the from that, what were the odds of the ball?
250 to 1 at that point. No,
odds of, honestly, of sticking underneath the outfield fence. What were the odds? Yeah.
Never. They said it's never happened in that stadium in 50 years. So you tell me what the odds are.
I'm not religious. All right, for Art, for Laura, for Mark, Mario, I am Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more Sports Overnight America.